I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Tony Morris was educated as a historian, but he said he became increasingly uncomfortable with his historian's way of understanding and his way of expressing that understanding. He turned instead to poetry. Tony Morris was born in Albuquerque's Old Town in 1938. He passed away 2 years ago in January 2015. This month, Teatro Paraguas pays tribute to this beloved New Mexico poet with programs in Santa Fe and Albuquerque. The company's director is Argos McCallum. Argos, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Teatro Paraguas has a specialty in presenting poetry, Spanish and English. So you've had an opportunity to work with and to get to know Tony Morris.
Yes, he was an incredibly sweet, soft-spoken, generous man who cared about every living thing on the planet. And he felt that every person was so very important and there was too much misunderstanding and prejudice in the world, which he knew from the fact that when he grew up in Old Town in a very strict Catholic situation, because he was self-professed coyote. His maternal grandfather was Irish, so he had Irish in his family. His father's side, of course, was the Maris and Martinez families, which have been in New Mexico for forever, since the 17th century at least. So growing up as a coyote, he was well aware of all the limitations that society place between people and barriers between people. For instance, in Old Town, it's just across Central Avenue from the country club. And he would watch as all the rich Anglos would play golf, but all the caddies were Hispanic.
And that's something that stayed with him for a long time.
Yes. He grew up in a house where his parents felt that, at that time, everyone felt that Spanish was not the language to teach her kids, that kids would be much better off learning English. But Tony was blessed in that his grandmother would tell him stories all afternoon in Spanish. So Tony was able to get the basis of Spanish, even though Spanish was frowned upon in the rest of the world.
And Spanish continued to be a language that he communicated with, certainly in his poetry.
Very much so. His poetry was bilingual. Some he wrote in pure Spanish, some in English, some bilingual, which is a beautiful art form, slipping from one language to the other.
As you mentioned, his political consciousness was with him from an early age, and that informed quite a bit of his poetry.
It did, and I think it actually started in his Catholic school. He found the whole Catholic approach so rigid that that was really the beginning of his rebellion. He came to call himself anarchist socialist. He believed that the nation state was something that should be done away with in order that people of different cultures could mingle more freely. He said, actually, in one of his quotes in an interview he did with David Steinberg in 1995, he said, "Whatever I write, I will not add an element of dissension to the world, but some kind of insight into the ways of making it more possible for all cultures to live together in peace and harmony." He was a sweet, generous, caring man.
The sense of the New Mexico landscape, which he grew up amongst, was very important in his poetry, too. There is a real sense of land and landscape in his work.
Yes. A lot of his poems are about the Rio Grande. Well, of course, he was a professor. He had a master's in Spanish and Latin American history. He had a doctorate in European history, and he was teaching various places, and he was really scared that he might not ever get back to New Mexico because he loved the place so much. Yeah, the landscape just had some powerful, soulful spirit in it that affected him.
There is a lot of poetry which seems to exist mostly on the page. My feeling about Tony Morris's poetry is that it really soars when it is given voice, when it's read aloud.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that was due to Tony's theater background as well. His first play, Lola's Last Dance, which was commissioned by the La Compañía de Teatro de Albuquerque and performed in 1979, That was his first play. He wrote many others. He actually, in the interview with Nazario Garcia, he said that the most rewarding experience he had with his literary efforts was seeing Lola's Last Dance performed.
And you are doing Lola's Last Dance as part of the tribute.
Correct. Lola's Last Dance, it's a short play based on his experience with the retired prostitutes, the ladies of the night in Old Town that he knew when he was growing up in the 40s and 50s. So these were ladies whose heyday was in the roaring 20s when Albuquerque was such a big railroad center. It's called Lola's Last Dance. She loves to dance. And there's a person that's lately been joining her dances, but she can't quite tell who that is. And of course, it's La Huesuda, the pony-faced woman, La Muerte misma, Doña Sebastiana. So, but Lola is actually, the way Tony writes her, she's a real center. She's a real pillar of the community. There's one line in there that's almost a throwaway line, but you start to wonder, you know, the priest says, many a person in Old Town has benefited from a loan from Lola, a small loan to help them through. So that was quite a touch, I thought.
So Tony's sense of language was based on the idea that it would be verbalized.
I think he felt that poetry was one of the most efficient ways of relating an inner experience to the external world. And he honed his poetry so that every word was shouldering a lot of weight. And yes, it is very musical. I think that the Spanglish aspect lends itself to a musical cadence, slipping from one to the other. As an actor on stage, I know that it's just great performing a Spanglish poem. And in our tribute to Tony, the actors, of course, have memorized the poem, so they don't have the script in their hands. They're not standing behind a podium, so their whole body language is readily available to the juice of the poem.
We live in a place that is really a haven and a garden for poetry. There are a lot of poets who live here and a lot of people who are interested in poetry, both native-born poets and people who are visitors or guests. Where do you think Argos Tony Maras's poetry fits within the larger context of New Mexico poetry?
Well, he's very pivotal in that he is so comfortable writing in both languages. I think he also, because of his education, his background, and the fact that he was a coyote, both Irish and Mexican or New Mexican, lends a lot of authority to his poetry, being able to combine the languages and the intelligence of each culture in a way, or the means of expressing that, being able to tie them together like a knot is fabulous.
Argos McCallum leads Teatro Paraguas. The company pays tribute to the late New Mexico poet Tony Maras with the program Rio del Corazon. Performances are later this month in Santa Fe and Albuquerque. Go to teatroparaguas.org. Argos, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.